I'm absolutely delighted to welcome a man to the programme who has had possibly one of the biggest hits of all time, certainly of the folk music genre. Welcome to the programme, Peter Sarstedt.
Well, thank you very much, Gary.
It's lovely to talk to you, and I suppose we ought to start with where do you go to?
It's a very good point to start. It was written in 1966.
Really? So that was 3 years before you released it?
Yes, it took 3 years of singing it in London, Paris, and Copenhagen before I made a deal with a record company.
Right. So, was it one of your first records to be recorded?
Yes, it was in a way because I was a stage artist at that time. Hmm. I wanted to write myself an act, and I wanted all the songs to be mine, and it fitted in. Where Do You Go To fitted in nicely into the act.
Certainly captured the imagination in 14 countries. That's amazing.
Yes, exactly.
And
it took off.
Yeah, certainly did. And you're on the Solid Silver 60s tour.
Yes,
this
I am.
Year.
Yeah.
Will you be playing all your own songs again?
Yes. I've written myself an act.
Oh, right.
And I've now got over 400 songs to choose from.
Blimey.
So I've been busy.
Yes.
Since the time. Yes, I will be singing the usual songs. Where Do You Go To, Frozen Orange Juice.
Yeah.
I've only got 14 minutes. I will do about four songs.
Yeah, yeah.
Because Brian Poole, Mike Pender and Dave Berry have got to do theirs as well.
Yes, yeah. So it's very hectic, really.
Yes, it is. it goes on a bit.
Yes, that's right. I mean, when Where Do You Go To became such a big hit, how do you look upon that song now? Does it occasionally cross your mind that it was so hugely popular that it took people's attention away from some of your other songs?
Well, I'm lucky in a way because, even to have one song is important.
Because you wrote so many great ones. I Am a Cathedral, you mentioned, Boulevard, and Take Off Your Clothes. And, of course, Frozen Orange Juice was a top 20 hit, wasn't it?
Yeah, but I stopped recording after a while.
Right.
Because I wanted to get back to my roots, as it were, which were with the band.
Yeah.
And it never suited the record company that I was with at the time, and I was under contract, so it was a bit of a mess.
Yeah, but you did release an album a few years ago called On Song, didn't you, available online?
Yes, exactly. I finally did it with my brother, my younger brother, Clive Sarstedt, and we recorded some stuff together.
Yeah.
And we released it online, and I got a pet record company to release it, you know.
Excellent. And you started off, am I right in saying you started off as tour manager for your brother Richard, who probably better known as Eden Kane?
Yes, that's right. I was his roadie for a while. In fact, Dave Berry, who was like on the tour, he said, "I remember you from those days."
Yeah,
he remembers me.
Amazing.
Because I was pretty vocal at the time, and I eventually joined his band. I joined the Eden Kane band on the bass, and in about 1961, 62, 62, 63.
Right, right. Hmm? Looking at your biography, I mean, A lot of the pop acts back in the 1960s in the UK, it probably was the way of life more in those days, didn't seem to, until they became famous, travel a lot. But you'd seem to have been all over the world.
Well, I have been all over the world because I figured that it is right to do so.
Yeah.
You know that you've got to show yourself, and although I don't like work, mind you, but I will. I'll accept any offers of work.
Right, right.
Mm-hmm.
Excellent. Well, it's lovely to talk to you.
Well, it's nice to talk to you, guys.
And hope to catch up with you on the tour.
I hope so. I hope we can meet.
I hope it goes very well. And thanks very much, Peter.